Boy, say lessons from the lay. Parshas Shemos, we start a new sefer. Ba'aleinu l'tova. It is a wonderful opportunity for me, as chus, I should say, to be able to teach the return and learn boys, for you to hopefully hear a message that I don't want to say is controversial, because that's, you know, it is controversial. What I'm going to say, you know, you can close it. It is controversial, but I don't think it is. The topic is the answer to anti-Semitism. We have experienced over the last number of really months, not weeks, but months, a real spur in anti-Semitism, specifically in areas, you know, when you hear about it in France and in other places, you're like, ah. And then when it happens in New York and New Jersey, you're like, whoa, wait a minute. And the question is that how to respond to it? And I know that the OU, for example, I was on an event last week on Yar HaChekala. So they were talking to me about this three-prong approach of what they're going to be doing, and there was a march. And so I have a practical solution that I didn't make up. It's the Zera Shimshon. A few weeks ago, I quoted the Zera Shimshon in Lessons from the Lave. Zera Shimshon, I will mention every time, is a Mesugal Sefer to learn. It's actually available in English as well, parts of it. Rav Nachmani did not have any children, and he writes that anybody who learns the Sefer will receive the Zchuyos of what he would have given to his children. So it's a very mesugal sefer. There's crazy stories about people who learned Zeres Shimshon who were sick or who couldn't have children or shaduchim, and everything worked for them. So it's a very interesting sefer, and I like to quote it often, but I try at least once in a sefer. So we're ready in Shmos. So I got mine in, so I don't have to do it for the rest of the year, to the rest of Shmos. But we'll see. But I think it's very, very apropos. He says like this, Vayakam Melech Hadash, is a new Melech in Mitzrayim Shel Yadas Yosef. So this morning, I have a group of lessons from the Lev. Those that want to sign up for it, I'll be happy to send it to you. A 3-4 minute, sometimes 5 minute, quick lesson every single morning. Something to wake up with. And there this morning, I spoke about Vayakam Melech Hadash. The Gemara in Sota and Daf Yod Aleph, Rashi quotes, different Perushim Rav Shmuel. Chad Omar, doesn't say who says what. Chad Omar, Vayakam Melech Hadash. It's a mamash, a new Melech. Right? It was a new Melech. Chad Omar, that it wasn't a new Melech, but it was the same Melech who just forgot Yosef because he was dead now. And forgot what he did to literally change Mitzrayim. And forgot when Yaakov came, the Nile River became overflowing as it never had before. Says Yechezkel Abramsky, yeah, that's exactly life. The Goyim are always going to forget about you. You're good one day, the next day they'll forget. This is not a surprising fact. Don't get too close to them, because you'll be surprised how quickly they can turn on you. Says the Zeres Shimshon, a very poshut question. It says that Moshe Rabbeinu saw Sivlotham. Rashi says he saw them working very, very hard. He saw the Shibud Mitzrayim, Moshe Rabbeinu sees. But, wait a minute, says Rashi, Lo haita al shifto shel Levi. It was very unique. Everybody's working hard in Mitzrayim, except for one Shevet Levi, which will happen to be Moshe Shevet. Why? Moshe Rabbeinu has this, I don't know if it's fair to say, but, you know, step-grandfather, right? The evil Paro, and Mistama, Paro says to him, what do you care so much about this for? This didn't really... Civil Tom, it's not even for your shaved, by the way. But if we stop for a moment, says Zeres Shimshon, and think about this, this was pretty crazy. Wait a minute. The Jews were being tormented through Avodas Parech, and there was one Shevet that didn't have to do it. Now the question is, why was that? And how did this actually happen in Mitzrayim? So we know that the reason was is that Shevet Levi was they were the learners. Right? They got a patur from the army. They got a patur. They were the Charedim, they were learning. So it was okay. Says, the Pasuk says, back in Sefer Bereishis, Ki ger yehi zarecha. The Eretz, lo lahem. The Ivdu ve'inu otam. So, except for Shevet Levi. Why? Says the Zeresh Shemshon. Yesh lomar, we can say, Dehavei le demichtav ki yehi zarecha be'eretz lo lahem. If you're a ger means a foreigner, obviously you're living in a land that's not yours. Why do I repeat that? We know the Torah never repeats things. So why does it say you're a ger in a land that's not yours? Obviously the land is not yours. So he says, no, yesh lomar, it's if you treat the land as not yours. The Pasuk is teaching us that if you treat the land that you live in as a ger, it's not my land. I don't feel comfortable here. That's the key to everything. And that's why he says, "Be'isra be'medrash Rabbah, al pasuk vayakom elechadah, shalo yadas Yosef." Says the Medrash Rabbah, what does it mean? Because B'nai Yisrael, he threw Brit Milah. When Yosef and all the brothers died, they said, let's be like the Mitzrayim. We don't understand what Gullus means. We don't sometimes understand what Gullus is. They wanted to be like that. We just got over the holiday of Chanukah. Chanukah commemorates a time where, unfortunately, the Jews were trying to be like the Yavanim. They wanted to be in their Olympics. So therefore, they couldn't have a bris milah because people would see. That's Vayako Melech Chadash. They decided to be like the Mitzrayim because they think if they get closer to the Mitzrayim, they'll accept them. Nihi Ekanah Mitzrayim. The Kavan Shasa Kach, because the Jews did this, Hafach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He changed everything. Yeshua Hashem Karefayim, just like if you're having a bad day, God can change it like this. But also if you're doing bad, God can change your fortune in a moment. The Jews were up there with their greatest. They let them live in Eretz Goshen, they had the best of everything, and everything changes in a minute. And that's what the Pasuk says in Tehillim, beautiful Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Hafach libam, they turned their hearts lisonai, to hate amo, lihit nachel, to plot the avadav against his servants. Why? Says the Zeresh Shimshon, you know what this pasuk is teaching us? This is this time. The Mitzrayim said, you know why I'm going to plot against you? Because you're too much like us now. The chiddush of the Zeresh Shimshon is, the closer we get to them, the worse off we are. The key is to be Shevet Levi. It's interesting because the Rambam writes that we all are Shevet Levi today. The famous Rambam that the Charedim love to use. That we're like Shevet Levi and that's why we can only learn Torah all the time. We can't have jobs. But the Rambam is really saying, because the same Rambam speaks about working, the idea is that we have to be, that's the second part of this year, we have to be moved out. We can't be like them. The Gezerah happened because they were Gerim, but they didn't treat it as an Eretz that wasn't theirs. They wanted to be like everyone. They started to wear baseball hats instead of yarmulkes. I was just telling the Shanabed boys a story, a true story that happened to me. This gives it, I'm sorry, Chatosyami Matsky Aryon. I tell you the truth, and I'm not like the other Rabbeim, as far as, you know, I got real life stories. So this story happened to me. So, I had a friend, it's a funny after story, but I had a friend who worked in sports marketing when I lived in America. So every year he would get us like ridiculously awesome seats to a Giants game. And it's really funny now, because now he lives here in Ramat Beit Shemesh, and he's like super Haredi. If you talk to him about it, he's like, what are you talking about? I never worked in sports marketing, right? One of those guys. And we would do the whole thing. We would we would queue before. We would tailgate. We would park, and we would do the whole thing. We were very serious about this thing. So I remember one time we were tailgating. We were wearing, obviously, our hats and our Giants paraphernalia.
tucked in polos.
And right, with you know a little bit of the tzitzis coming out, but nobody knows. And we're queuing. And I think it was interesting, because I don't think this normally happens if I'm not mistaken. I think for some reason, I think it was a 4 o'clock game, if I remember correctly, because there was a 1 o'clock game, and there were people who were next to us who were much more, they had like an actual tailgate vehicle that opened up with a queue in it, right? It had its barbecue and a TV, a full, so we were watching, we were talking to them back and forth. And they were not Jewish, Mahadran and a Mahadran. And there was certainly no way of them knowing that we... Anyway, in the middle of the whole queuing, they're like, oh man, they're propane. They had a propane tank in this van. It went out. And they're like, oh darn. They didn't say darn. They said darn, you know, our thing went out. And all of a sudden, this guy takes this huge knockwurst hot dog and he puts it on our grill. And we had like, even though we had eaten like 12 hot dogs already, there was like another 12 hot dogs on the queue. And guess what? He just ossered all of our hot dogs. This guy had no idea what he just did. So we start rending our garments, you know? And he doesn't, he's like, you guys aren't going to eat? Why are you not eating with me? He doesn't know what's going on here. And I think we all at that moment said to ourselves, ooh, we're getting a little too close to this guy. Meaning he didn't even see that there was a difference. You understand what I'm saying? And I realized, I said, look at this. I'm wearing a hat. I'm wearing a giant shirt. This guy thinks I'm like him. I'm not moved though. Trust me, we didn't say to him, well, you have to understand, he's not kosher, and God knows he's putting cheese on top of the hair. That's exactly what we're talking about here. The closer we get to them, says the Zeres Shimshon, that's what creates anti-Semitism. This is a chiddush nifla ad moed. Again, controversial because people tell, you know, this is crazy what Hartstein's saying. I'm not saying it. The Zeres Shimshon's saying it. The more we try to be like them, the more they're going to say, I hate Jews. The more we're not like, you know, I was saying this to Rav Shammai. He agreed with me. What do you think? The Holocaust happened because of those pictures of the Hasidim where they had to take their beards off and their payas? That's why Hitler hated us. No, obviously much more non-Hasidim were killed than anybody else. I mean, obviously non-religious people were the most people that were killed. He didn't care. Hitler didn't care what we looked like. He didn't care if we had payas or yarmulkes or no yarmulkes. He wanted to kill Jews. He hated Jews. The Tree of Life Synagogue over a year ago, the guy didn't go there and go, well, wait a minute, is it conservative, reform, or orthodox? It depends. Or is it a Chabad in Poway? Oh, doesn't care. He wants to just kill Jews. That's the idea. How do you treat Kiger Yer Zarecha? Be'eretz. Are you in their Eretz and like them? And that's what he says in the Gezeirah Makom. So, the reason why there was this one nation that was different, called Shevet Levi, not one nation, one Shevet, is because the Goyim didn't want to have anything to do with those Jews because they were the Bris Milah Jews. They were weird. They were not ordinary. Rabbeisai, I have some bad news for you. You're weird and you're not ordinary. You have to think that in your life. Here's a reason why Utah will take off this year. Ready for this? We're racist. We're racist. Lo aleinu, God forbid. Return and learn. Return and learn. You got a guy that comes here from, obviously not from YU, you know, from some fancy schmancy university, right? And he comes to me and says, Rebbe, I have great news for you. I'm getting engaged. I'm like, psh, mazel tov. What's her name? Christine. Karu is big dayim. Sitshiva. Oh, what happened? You're racist. Yeah. Being muvdal is who we are and what we have to be. And despite the fact that maybe we're going to wear a polo shirt that has the Mets on it, or we're going to wear American Eagle, or Calvin Klein fancy schmancy boots that probably are for women. But still, they fit me though. But you understand what Rabbi is saying? We are muvdal. Last week, 2 weeks ago, I was in America. So 2 weeks ago, I was teaching the boys about the halachas of Sheikhar Akum, of not going to holiday parties, of being different. Talking to them about Bishal Akum. And these halachas are so... So what do? We have all these ways of getting around Bishal Akum, right? So now you can sit at a meal with a guy, and you're going to have your pasteurized wine, and it's going to be mavushal, and now you're sitting at a meal with a guy. Shkoyach. You got around the halacha. You want no anti-Semitism, says Zeresh Shimshon? Don't be like them. I don't have to have a march together with all the Goyim to make them seem like, to make them feel good about themselves. They don't like us. I'm sure you've seen these videos, Rahman al-Islam, these videos of these African-American people who, they know this is going to be on the news. They don't care. They say, yeah, all the Jews should die. We hate them. They own all the banks. They own my building. Well, this might be real anti-Semitism. They own my building and they don't treat us well. That is bad. That's a chol Hashem. Zeresh Shimshon is saying, the people that lived, the Shevet Levi, nobody wanted anything to do with them. They were the ones who stayed in Goshen, like Yosef and his brothers and Yaakov insisted upon. In Parshas Vayechi, what does Yaakov say? Swear to me, my sons, that I will be buried in Eretz Yisrael. So some say, the reasons Rashi gives a three pirushim. But one of the reasons why is that it was Eretz Yisrael. I want to remind you guys, you don't belong here. You're about to get entrenched in Mitzrayim for hundreds of years. You don't belong here. This isn't your place. Why is it that you return and learn? You return and learn because you realize that this is your real place. You're very lucky because you're not like an iPhone that, you know, after 2 hours, you're like, oh my God, where can I charge it? Where can I charge it? I need to charge it. Oh my God, it's on 12%. Oh my God. You have a Baruch Hashem. You could get recharged, you know, coming once a year maybe. It's got to be something on your mind all the time. Why? This is the place I belong. This is not an Aliyah speech, but this is the place I belong. I tell this to people all the time. Forget about making Aliyah or not. How many times do you go to Eretz Yisrael? You have winter break and you say to yourself, well, I have winter break now, but I want to go to Aruba. When you can go to Eretz Yisrael, you have the means to go to Eretz Yisrael and you go to Aruba instead. Listen, sometimes you have to have a vacation. Your wife wants to, you know, I'm not saying. But Eretz Yisrael, to recharge your batteries. You're lucky, as I said, the charge lasts a long time. But you always think about, when you leave here, the day you leave here, I want you to say in your mind, when's my next trip? Why? It's not your Eretz. It's not your Eretz. It's not the place you belong. Zeresh Shimshon says Shibud Mitzrayim happened because they didn't have a bris milah. Because they wanted to be like them. And that's when they said, when they saw, one of the guys just told me a story. Went to Kushner. He said they were competing for a wrestling competition and they won. Psh, big kiddush Hashem. So very funny, not funny. It's a very interesting topic. What's his name has on headlines. What's considered a kiddush Hashem, right? Is winning a sporting event against the goyim the max? Oh my God, they're a kiddush Hashem. Is the Jeopardy from guy that won, is that a kiddush Hashem? What's a kiddush Hashem? Winning a Nobel Prize, a kiddush Hashem? What's a kiddush Hashem? Not for now. Anyway, so they won the competition. And when they win, so, you know, everybody's getting together for pictures, and all of a sudden, a bunch of guys from not Jewish schools say, hey, Kushner, don't come here next year. You're not wanted. We don't want you here. They took it as an anti-Semitic saying, what are you doing here? Even though they won, by the way. They don't want us. They don't like us. They're offended. We're moved out. We're different. We have halachas that are not ours. We have this thing called Torah, and it's crazy, and we don't have to apologize. We have something called Shabbos, and we're not going to find a way to get around it and say, well, I'm going to go to class on Shabbos, or I'm going to go to the football game because my friend is not nice. You don't want anti-Semitism? Guess what? Don't think that anti-Semitism is because we're different. It's because we should be different. I'll just end with something that came to my mind when I was thinking about this. My friend has a very beautiful Dvar Torah where my friend speaks about the BBC. No, I'm sorry, NPR, National Public Radio. It's a radio, I don't know if you know what radio is, but okay. So they had the Sounds of Israel. I could just picture NPR. The Sounds of Israel. So they go to, on a Friday, to Tel Aviv. And they say, the Sounds of Israel. Here is Tel Aviv. And what do you hear? You hear partying. You hear the boombox with the music. And you hear the ocean in the background. And they're playing that weird game with the ball. Boop, 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 going back and forth. And the guy says, Tel Aviv. A city in Israel that is quite normal. And then they go to Machane Yehuda on Erev Shabbos. Shekel v'chetzi lechmaniyot! Mi rotze Shabbat Shalom lekulam! And they're like, and Jerusalem, an abnormal city. And says our friend, that is the difference. We don't want to be a Tel Aviv Jew that says, we want to be like them. Let's open up McDonald's. Let's bring in here, let's bring in a Starbucks. Let's bring in a Dunkin' Donuts. Let's be like them. We want to be like Yerushalayim, who only has New Delhi, who there's a made-up name. What do I mean? We're different. We're abnormal. Yes. Yes. With Dilon of Benatoyim, we're different. It's great to be different. Let them stay where they are. They'll be... right? Again, it's not a fact. It's not proven that there's no anti-Semitism. I understand what you're trying to say. Don't write me letters. I don't want the letters. But it's a very important lesson for us to take with us. We are muvdal. We should be different. We have halachas that make us different. We don't make excuses for those halachas. Let's not find heterim for those halachas. We should be different. That is who we are. With that, Amir Hashem, we should end the shibud that we're currently in. The shibud of anti-Semitism. The shibud of chil Hashem. The shibud of wanting to not be avadim to the paros of Mitzrayim, but avadim to the Rabbeinu Shalom. And with that, Amir Hashem, we should be zeichet to see the binyan bayishlishi b'meheir v'yameinu. Amen v'yameinu.